23 seconds left, 52-14. Ohio State, they're in victory formation. They will take the knee, and that'll do it here today on the Buckeyes Senior Night.
Well, that went just about how we all expected it to.
And even some rain thrown in.
Ohio State's a pretty good football team. Illinois is not. Welcome in, everybody, to our post-game coverage, the Fasteners, etc. Post-game show is coming up. I'm Scott Beatty. He's Tim Dittman. And we welcome you to join along in this one. 356-9397 is the PNC Bank phone line and the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. We will welcome your thoughts on all of this in just a moment. But first, our rapid reaction is brought to you by Cozat Asset Management. Tim, the score probably sums up all of it, but have at it.
Well, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. If you want the Cliff Notes version, Ohio State is very good, Illinois is not. But certainly things stick out to you when you watch. When Illinois had the ball, taking way too much time, I thought, getting the play to develop and Chase Crouch in the pocket. And when you got big, bad defenders in Ohio State, they're going to be in your face like that. So Illinois, I thought, needed to go to more of the quick offense. I didn't see a whole lot of that today. On defense, we already knew coming into this game, Illinois wasn't the best tackling team in the world. They can make that first hit on the guys. I mean, how many times have we seen that? Make the first hit on the guys and they just can't wrap them up. Well, when you've got Ohio State skill players on offense who are very good, and Illinois is a bad tackling team, it just makes things worse, and the defenders really couldn't cover the Ohio State offensive skill players today. Obviously, despite any game, I think you can talk about positives, and we'll go into those as the game goes on. Cam Miller, Dre Brown, Blake Hayes, things of that sort. But yeah, I mean, hey, I was looking for an effort today and no one to get hurt. I saw the effort, more or less. It wasn't an incredibly well-played game for Illinois, but a decent effort, I thought. You knew Illinois was going to lose. And then, obviously, you hate to see Trace Crouch go down. You hope he's okay. But, hey, you know, everyone gets out of Ohio State mostly unscathed, and we play out the season.
Our rapid reaction brought to you by Cozad Asset Management. Coming up, the Fasteners, etc. post-game show. Join in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line and the PNC Bank phone line. And just a note, if you are listening in on News Talk 1400 at 6:50, we are going to go to Illinois volleyball. You want to stay here with us on the Fasteners, etc. post-game show, you're certainly welcome to on our sister station, Light Rock 97.5. We get it going right after this.
Snap back to Barrett. He's going to give it to his tailback, and that is Weber, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Ohio State. Here's the snap back to Barrett. Barrett sets, looking for the end zone. Now he's going to run it in near the goal line. Dives. Touchdown, Ohio State. Barrett is in the gun, and he gives it to Weber. Running to the right. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ohio State. Barrett back to pass, looking, throwing, got a man near the goal line, touchdown Ohio State. Benjamin Victor with the touchdown, his sixth of the year.
That was the first quarter.
And no, those were not duplicate highlights. Those were one after another after another.
28-0 after one quarter, Ohio State was on pace at that point for, 112 points that would have been if they had kept that pace off. They took the pedal back. They took their foot off the accelerator a little bit after that. JT Barrett only played a quarter and a half.
Yeah, they had the second team in with about 4 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Welcome in, everybody. Fasteners, etc. post game show, and you are welcome to join us here. 356-9397. And that's the PNC Bank phone line. The Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. Let's go to the phones here. First up for us today is Lawrence. Hello, Lawrence.
Good afternoon. You may have just answered my question already. Did you just say that Ohio State was playing their second team all of the second half?
Yes. Now, well, the first team might have come back in. I'll be honest, I didn't have my eyes 100% glued to the TV. But I know for a fact, because I marked this down, the second team offense was in at the four-minute mark of the second quarter.
Oh, boy. So they played almost the second quarter without their first offense.
Mm-hmm. I believe they played three quarterbacks today, too.
Very, very interesting.
Well, if you want to know, Illinois played a little bit less than even with the second team of Ohio State, if that's a...
Well, that is some consolation. So we don't want to take anything away from young Mr. Miller, but was that at least the second defense that he scored his touchdown over, or was that the third defense?
That I don't know, but yeah, it was probably the second defense. And
might have even been the third at that point.
But still a nice moment for him.
So did our coach use the whole game to exercise and train our first team people, or did after a while he give some of our second team people some shots at it?
Well, first of all, I don't know that there's a lot of second team left because of all the injuries, but it seemed to me the starters were out for most of it. Starters were in the game, that's what I mean, out on the field.
Would you happen to know, was the band there because they're going to be on national television?
They were there, and they got plenty of exposure on national television, and they were,
terrific.
In fact, the network guys called them the unit of the game.
Well, that's terrific. All right. Well, you've been kindly and helpful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Lawrence in Champaign. Anyone else? 356-9397 is the number to call. That's the PNC Bank phone line and the Castle Heating Cooling text line, 351-5357. And again, we're going to Illinois volleyball here in just a few minutes on our AM side, News Talk 1400. If you want to stay with us, you certainly are welcome to on our FM side, Light Rock 97.5. Let's see. CJ says Cam Miller in his rushing TD made by Day. That was one of the bright spots in this. And an 847 texter says, I know we need to give Lovey another year before seeing where the Illini are going, but not me. That's Dan in up in Kenilworth. Thanks for listening in, Dan. We appreciate it. Yeah, I can understand why you're frustrated. I mean, you wanted to see better progress than what you got out of the Illini. Now, if this helps at all for anybody, I mean, Iowa beat Ohio State, and then Iowa lost today to Purdue. So, yes, obviously Ohio State's in a much better shape and a better program than Illinois is, but everybody has their days, and this could just be compounded by Illinois has a bad day. They're very banged up. They didn't have anywhere close to a starting quarterback in the ball game. There was a lot of extra factors that probably made this worse than it could have been.
Well, and again, and thanks for the text, Dan, and your frustration is, like Scott said, shared by a lot of people. You know, if you take Lovey Smith at his word, this team is making progress behind the scenes. You know, Lovey has told the media on several occasions that, you know, practices are going well, guys are making strides. It's just not translating onto the field and onto wins. And, you know, Illinois, unless they pull an upset next week, which I don't see them doing, they're going to regress as far as number of wins from Lovey year one to Lovey year two. Now, you could even make the argument that last year was kind of Lovey year 0.5 because he didn't really have his recruits in. We don't have to go down that road because that's been talked about. The point is, and I want to go back to something that I said, and I think we're going to break away here, Scott, so why don't I send it back to you?
All right, yeah, we'll continue that in a moment. But again, if you're on our AM side, we're about to head to Illinois volleyball. If you want to stay with us for the post-game show and you're on the AM side, you can flip over to our sister station, Light Rock 97.5. But here for our DWS listeners, time for Illinois volleyball. All right, Tim, and we're carrying on here on Light Rock 97.5. Carry on with your thoughts.
Well, I just want to go back to a point I made during our rapid reaction to start the post-game show. You know, there is a difference, I think, between a team that is just not good and a team that doesn't give effort. And I think today we saw a team that was just not good and a team that was just not disciplined. And the bad penalties, there weren't a ton of them today, but they do continue. And in fact, I don't have it exactly in front of me. Well, no, Illinois had 7 penalties for 55 yards. That's not terrible. But I counted 2 or 3 that were just of the dumb variety. You know, early on in the ball game when Ohio State was in third and long, and we had the pass interference, and then the Jalen Dunlap unsportsmanlike after the touchdown. You know, that stuff is certainly has to improve. But all what I'm saying is there's a difference between a bad team that's rough around the edges, which is what I think Illinois has now, versus a team that has just given up on their coach. And I just, even though it was a blowout loss today, I just didn't get the sense that Illinois was just phoning it in today. I thought they were doing the best they could under the circumstances.
That's not our scoreboard bed.
But I kind of like it.
That's our new scoreboard bed for the moment. Tim, let's go to our body and soul scoreboard. Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy for the latest.
All right, Wisconsin keeps rolling, taking on Michigan today in Madison.
Nelson will have a chance. Oh, he let it hit again, and he's now going to pick it up at the 50-yard line. Right side to the 45, to the 40. Nelson's still up. 35, breaks left 30. 25, 20, he's gone. Touchdown, Nick Nelson!
Matt LePay from Learfield. That kick return or punt return for a touchdown was the first score of the day for Wisconsin. Wisconsin beats Michigan today 24-10. The Badgers are unbeaten. And with Ohio State's victory today and Michigan's loss, that means it will be a Wisconsin-Ohio State Big Ten championship game in Indy. Other finals today from the Big Ten, as Scott alluded to earlier, Purdue beats Iowa 24-15. Purdue is now 5-6 on the season, and let's see who they have next week, as Jeff Brohm has a chance to be bowl eligible in his first
probably
season.
Probably Indiana.
It is Indiana, so certainly a chance for Jeff Brohm to get bowl eligible next year, or next week, I should say. Speaking of Indiana, they beat Rutgers today 34-0. Indiana's also 5-6, so the winner of those two teams next week will be bowl eligible. Northwestern blanks Minnesota 39-0. Northwestern is now 8-3. They have Illinois next week. They have a chance for a 10-win season if they win next week and win their bowl game. Michigan State beats Maryland 17-7. Penn State, it just went final not too long ago, beats Nebraska in a high-scoring affair, 56-44. And a couple of shout-outs on the high school scene, Tuscola and GCMS, both winners today. They are going to the state final. And Illini women's basketball victorious today over Bradley, 74-62. Scott?
Thanks much, Tim. Back to the phones we go, 356-9397, if you want to join us on the PNC Bank phone line. Terry's been hanging on in Urbana. Hey, Terry.
Hey, gentlemen, Mr. Gittman, I appreciate your comments on Illinois not giving up. That was a nice positive spin to say, so I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
So my question is, I'm not a huge Ohio State fan, but I think they showed a lot of class in not running up the score the way they could have. So here's my question. If I want to get behind them, we'll pocket that we want a Big Ten team in the championship. So my question is, and not that it matters, of course, but can I be rooting now for Ohio State to get one of those top four bids, or does Wisconsin have such a better chance that it would be silly of me to do that? In other words, who do we prefer from this point out, and I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
I think it is going to be tough for the selection committee if Ohio State wins over Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, and that would mean they would be considering a two-loss Ohio State team to go to the Final Four. And the reason I say that is because of what happened today. Purdue beats Iowa, as you astutely pointed out, Scott. Iowa beat Ohio State. And so now that loss by Ohio State to Iowa does not look good now that Iowa has lost to Purdue. So that, I think, is one blow to their record. I don't know. Obviously, if Wisconsin wins, they're in. You know, that's a no-brainer. They'll go in, you know, undefeated,
yeah, I
13-0.
I think if you want a Big Ten representative in the college football playoff, then you want to see Wisconsin win, because I think if Ohio State, I'm with you, it's iffy at best right now if
right.
they win the Big Ten championship. So, and you know, Martin was thinking that Ohio State's in if they win the, you know, and I don't know. I think, you know, what was the ranking? 9 this week for Ohio State?
That's correct.
There's just too many. And I think Jeff Brohm may have really thrown a wrench in all of that. You know, if Iowa wins, then maybe it's a little bit better for Ohio State. But I think, you know, this needs to go to an 8-team format. I think everybody knows that, but I don't know what takes it so long. What do they have to do to figure that out? But it needs to go there. It would be more interesting, I think, if we finally got there.
Yeah, the top four right now, Alabama 10-0, Clemson 9-1, and this was coming into the weekend. I don't know how these teams did today. Clemson number two at 9-1.
Clemson beat up on the Citadel.
Yeah, and Alabama won as well. Miami 9-0, I believe they won today, and then Oklahoma 9-1. They had Kansas today, so I can only assume Oklahoma won.
They rolled.
Wisconsin is number five, 10-0, and then it was Auburn, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State at 9, Penn State at 10. So there you go.
Penn's, or the Fasteners, etc. post-game show here. We've got more highlights or lowlights and analysis on this. Stay with us. It's the Fasteners, etc. post-game show.
Third down and two. And here is Haskins, the quarterback. The ball comes out. It is picked up at the midfield stripe by the Illini. They're running the other way. And this is going to be a touchdown for Illinois. Amari Hayes picks it up and runs it in.
There's that scoop and score that Lovie Smith wants to see. Came a little day late and a dollar short in terms of winning a ball game. But a nice moment, and probably a little help there from the rain as well. Very slippery horseshoe, very rain-soaked, much like we were here this morning especially. That all moved over there and drenched the state of Ohio and caused some extra fumbles.
By the end of the game, it looked like they were playing in a swamp. I know it's a turf field over there, but the water was seeping up through the turf. And again, you know, Illinois got out there mostly unscathed. Obviously, Chase Crouch went down. That was more of a hit away from the field, out of bounds. But yeah, always interesting in those rainy games.
It's Light Rock 97.5 WHMS, Champaign-Urbana. And on our AM sister station, it's Illinois Volleyball. So we're here on the FM side with you for a little while.
Hi, this is Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's time for our offensive moment of the game.
Wow!
Tim, what would you say to find this offensively? It was probably, I mean, 28 points in the first quarter for Ohio State.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it was Ohio State's first quarter. This game was over at the end of the first quarter. But if you want to look at a glass half full mentality, you know, Cam Miller obviously getting the touchdown on his first offensive play from scrimmage. I think he was in one other time this year for a trick play, a fake play. But, yeah, you know, again, you know, if you want to look at a glass half full mentality, there are positives to take away from this game. And Cam getting his first collegiate touchdown on his first play from scrimmage was one of them.
First and goal, Illinois at the 9 after the late hit out of bounds on Ohio State. And here is Cam Miller carrying it himself, runs it into the end zone. Touchdown, Illinois!
Nice moment there for Cam Miller. He'll remember that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he was facing the second or third team from Ohio State. That's a moment you remember, scoring a touchdown in the horseshoe in Columbus. Our defining moment there from Dick Van Dyke. We'll have more of them coming up. Fasteners, Etc. postgame show.
You're listening to the Fasteners, Etc. postgame show. Join the conversation by calling us on the PNC Bank phone line, 217-356-9397, or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Snap back to Crouch, sets and throws to the right, diving catch. Appears to have a first down at the 23. Is that Ricky Smalling? It is.
Just doubled their first down output for the day.
Martin just stating a fact. That pass there in the third quarter doubled Illinois' first down total against Ohio State. And look, again, I go back to my opening statement. Ohio State's a really good football team right now, playing for their college football playoff lives. And Illinois is really banged up, outmatched by Ohio State. And that's just how it is right now.
If you expected anything different today, then I have some land in Antarctica I want to sell you.
217 Texture has a positive spin on it. They say, we'll be fine. Lovie knows what he's doing. And these kids will be beasts in 1 to 3 years. I do remember that many who were freshmen and many of the young players under Ron Turner and that those early years, 97 and 98, turned things around, and they became a bowl team and then eventually a Sugar Bowl team. Josh Whitman was a part of that whole rebuild. That's part of the vision that Josh Whitman has. Cannot predict the future, cannot guarantee anything that's going to happen here, but things can improve, just as, even though it's a 9-game losing streak and you're likely not to win any games in the Big Ten. All right, another texter says, I was horrible, but the announcers did not even care to point out who made the plays as the game went on. It was nothing but a godlike worship of Urban Meyer and his team. They acted as if there was no game going on. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of drama. The game wasn't really in question. I assume you're talking about the TV announcers, and there wasn't a whole lot in question after that. And tell you what, when it comes to ESPN and the national ratings, it's Ohio State.
Right.
That's what sells. That's who the majority of viewers were interested in watching.
Right.
That's just how it is.
You know, I saw some posts on social media during the game talking about, the officials were keeping the flags in their pocket to make Ohio State look better, to, you know, bolster their playoff hopes, and the announcers were doing the same. And I just kind of chuckle at that. I mean, that to me is borderline conspiracy theory stuff. You know, yes, of course, the reason this game was a mid-afternoon game on ABC was because Ohio State was playing. Of course, the majority of the talk by the announcers is going to be about Ohio State. I saw plenty of graphics. You know, to be clear, I had the game on mute because I was listening to Brian and Martin, but from what I saw on TV, you know, I saw a fair share of graphics and things of that sort related to Illinois. But, I mean, if you were coming in today expecting Illinois to get a ton of publicity, that just wasn't going to happen.
Hi, this is Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's time for our defensive moment of the game.
Wow!
I think the scoop and score, obviously, which we heard not too long ago, maybe we can play it again, but I think that's about really all there was a highlight defensively for the Illini today. Again, Illinois came into this game not the best tackling team in the world, and then when you've got the big and bad offensive skill players for Ohio State, it was just going to make things worse. So, yeah, Amari Hayes, good game.
Third down and two, and here is ball. Haskins, the quarterback. The ball comes out. It is picked up at the midfield stripe by the Illini. They're running the other way, and this is going to be a touchdown for Illinois. Amari Hayes picks it up and runs it in.
And I think it was Stanley Green who made the hit. So
yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think you're right. So good moment there for the Illini, and otherwise a dreary day as they will come back for a Thanksgiving week here and get ready for the Northwestern Wildcats. Our unusual scoreboard, Ben, going back to the yesteryear. This is something I found here. This is on, I don't know where the other one went. We're in the HMS studio here, and we got most everything here.
I like it. You know, it's got the 80s synthesizer vibe.
Yeah. Tecmo Bowl kind of sound or
right.
Whatever. All right, scoreboard from Body and Soul Sports, Route 45, Curtis Road in Savoy.
Couple of top 25 games in progress. LSU leads Tennessee 10-3 in the second quarter. Late in the first quarter, Wake Forest leads NC State 14-7. Not a whole lot of upsets in the top 25 today as far as games that have gone final. Alabama blanks Mercer 56-0. Clemson over the Citadel 61-3. Miami in the turnover chain gets by Virginia 44-28. In a game that saw a little chippiness and some words exchanged, Oklahoma ends up drubbing Kansas 41-3. Auburn over Louisiana Monroe 42-12. Georgia beats Kentucky 42-13. Notre Dame over Navy 24-17. And TCU beats Texas Tech 27-3. The one upset today is Kansas State over number 13 Oklahoma State 45-40. UCF beats Temple 45-19. Mississippi State beats Arkansas 28-21. It's Memphis 66, SMU 45. Coming up tonight, UCLA, USC, Cal Stanford, Air Force visits Boise State, and at 9:30, Utah visits Washington. Scott?
Thanks much, Tim. Thanks to our friends at Body and Soul Sports. We go back to the phones. The PNC Bank phone line is 356-9397. And our friend Steve is in Peoria. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Fine, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, what do you say to find this one?
I, oh, it, we played Ohio State. It says it all. You know,
touche.
They're in a different league than us right now, you know. So nothing surprised me today. Only thing that surprised me is that Meyer called off the dog. You know, but I guess he was looking at the big picture. Didn't want anybody to get hurt for the Michigan game and then the championship game in Indianapolis. But, you know, I just want one of my teams to get a win the rest of this year. We play Northwestern next week, and then Oregon State plays Oregon. I hope I can get one win out of one of those two games. You know, my teams are struggling this year. But today looks like hopefully found another running back, Dre Brown. He looked really good.
He did have a good game, yeah.
Tough 2 years for him, and hopefully his health is almost 100% and maybe spring ball and get him ready for next year. He and my guy, the freshman from Florida, 1-2 punch, going to look good. Stanley Green, man, he punishes people when he comes up. You know, he's starting to wrap up a little better, but he will hit you. And then to me, the highlights of the day for us, Amari Hayes and Cam Miller, those guys, 30 years from now, they're going to be sitting around talking about how they scored in this game, and no one's going to care who won the game, but they've got their memories of a lifetime. So really happy for those guys. So hopefully guys will show up next week, senior night for the guys. You know, Kendrick's career coming to an end, so hopefully he'll have a decent game and the seniors maybe can walk off the field with a win next week. All right, let's go for 4-0 tomorrow night, guys. I'll give you a buzz. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it, Steve.
He's from Peoria!
Again, Illinois basketball in action tomorrow. It's a 4 o'clock tip at the State Farm Center, and we will be back with the Fasteners, Etc. postgame show afterwards for that as well. We're back with more of this one, too. We've got our keys to the game after this.
Crouch turns, gives to Brown. Big hole up the middle, 40. Dre Brown to the 45, to midfield. Good speed, 40 of Ohio State. And they finally trip him up near the Buckeye 35-yard line.
A big gainer there for Dre Brown, and as Steve, the caller, said last segment, good to see that for him. And you got to look for some sort of silver linings in an otherwise dismal day for Illinois. They face a drubbing against Ohio State, 52-14. The final total net yards for the Illini, 105 on 42 plays. For Ohio State, they gained 543 yards.
Yeesh.
On 88 plays.
It was good to see Dre Brown. You know, we saw some other offensive skill players today that, you know, we haven't seen a ton of. We saw some Kendall Smith today. Trinard Davis, Carmoni Green got in there. Reggie Corbin was lining up as a slot receiver. That was interesting to see. Didn't see any of Dominic Thiemann, which, again, he may be banged up and we just don't know about it, but I just found that interesting. And same for Caleb Reams. We didn't see much or any of him today. But anyway, again, at this point of the season, you know, you really don't have to go round and round about who's playing, because Illinois is basically playing out the season, playing for pride at this point, getting the young guys more reps. But it was just some things that I noticed, that some guys whose names we didn't call often got some playing time today, and Dre Brown was one of them.
Let's get to our keys to the game, brought to you by the Pella Window Store. For all your window and door needs, visit the Pella Window Store on Country Fair Drive or go to PellaOfChampaign.com. Also brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Tim?
Well, again, you know, we're beating a dead horse, but I'll just say it again. Ohio State was going to win this game. There was no way around that. However, obviously, Iowa got the best of Ohio State in a big way, and so if you want to look for a blueprint of maybe how to hang with Ohio State, you look back at that Iowa game. So here are some of the bullet points that I took away from going back and watching that Iowa game. Number one, Iowa had 5 passing touchdowns in that game. Obviously, today, Illinois did not have any. Number two in that game, JT Barrett threw 4 interceptions. Before that all season, he had just thrown 1. Obviously, Barrett did not have any interceptions today, and in fact, Ohio State just had the 1 turnover, which was the scoop and score. Each team had 1 turnover. In fact, Illinois' turnover came on the Nate Hobbs fumble on the punt return. Number three, Iowa opened up the playbook a little bit, some trickeration. They did a fake field goal. Again, going back to what I said earlier, it seemed like any time Illinois tried to open up the playbook and do more of a deliberate play that took time to develop in the backfield, they were met by a rush of opposing jerseys. And then number four, really more than anything, the Iowa defense was really stout in that game. The last meaningful Ohio State touchdown in that game, not counting the garbage time, came at 10:22 in the second quarter to tie the game at 17, and then it was all Iowa after that. Obviously, we saw the exact opposite of that today.
Yeah. The other thing is the other key to the game is this is two programs that are two very different places right now. And Ohio State right now, bigger, faster, stronger. Illinois can get there. I don't know that they're going to be a consistent level that Ohio State is at, but I'm talking about a consistent, successful team. It's consistent above 500, consistent at bowls.
Yeah, I don't know if any Illinois in the very near future is going to have, 10, 11, 12 win seasons, but hey, baby steps, just like you said, a 6-win season, a 7-win season, maybe even an 8-win season 3 or 4 years down the road. I think Illini fans are just clamoring for any sort of success right now.
Keys to the game are brought to you by Hickory Point Bank and Champaign, the unlimited value of the right team. One banking expert will steer you in the right direction. A whole team of them will take you to your destination. Hickory Point Bank invested, and also brought to you by the Pella Window Store.
Here is Haskins, a lob deep left towards the end zone, and a nice catch and a touchdown, Ohio State, as Benjamin Victor with his second touchdown catch of the day.
Final scoring play for Ohio State on their way to this 52-14 defeat of Illinois. And the Illini are 2-9 on the season, and they have lost all 9 of those in a row after starting 2-0. Oh, how we thought things might be looking a little better. Remember when the Illini were 2-0 and headed to South Florida? You go, well, okay, they're probably going to drop one against South Florida, but things might be looking better after that. There's some opportunities. There's some winnable games out there. Remember all that stuff we were thinking and hoping?
Injuries and youth reared their ugly head. By the way, if you're wondering, you have to go back to 1960, 61, 62 to find the longest winning streak in Illini football history. Illinois lost the final game of the 1960 season, went 0-9 in 1961, and then lost the first five of the 1962 season.
The longest losing streak, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did I say?
The longest winning streak.
But, right.
But so there's a ways to go yet. I think that, the Illinois could have a 10-game losing streak, but they'll probably win their first or second game in non-conference next year. So even a bad Illinois team is generally better than a lot of the other non-conference opponents that they have in the early going.
Right.
All right. Time for Mr. Rican again.
Hi, this is Dennis Rican, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's time for our special team's moment of the game.
Wow!
Two words, Blake Hayes.
For Illinois, it was punt, 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 punt.
Well, that's obviously Steve Kelly talking about Blake Hayes.
For Illinois, it was punt, 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 punt.
Now, he was recapping the first 7 possessions or so for the Illini in the first half.
Right.
For Illinois, it was punt, 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 punt.
We have to save that one. But you actually wanted to highlight Blake Hayes in a more positive way.
Here comes the punt to start the fourth quarter by Blake Hayes. Ooh, good punt. This may be his longest one of the year. Inside the 30, inside the 20, picked up near the 15-yard line by K.J. Hill, and he runs it out of bounds.
That went for 64, which was a new career high for Blake Hayes.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's punting in the NFL.
And I don't have, actually, I do have his numbers. So he went for 469 punt yards today, which cracks the top 10 in Illini history for most punt yards in a game. Ryan Frayne was at number 10, I think at 457. Now, obviously, that's a top 10 list you don't want to be on. But still, if you're being called upon as a punter,
you're just doing your job.
You want to boom it. And that's what he did today.
That's right.
Can we hear Steve one more time?
Yeah.
For Illinois, it was punt, 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 punt.
That's 7 punts if you're scoring at home.
Okay, we come back with one more look at our scoreboard and wrap this one up.
First and goal, Illinois at the 9 after the late hit out of bounds on Ohio State. And here is Cam Miller carrying it himself, runs it into the end zone, touchdown Illinois.
Cam's been on the look squad, run the scout team most of the year, but doing an outstanding job, so
really pumped up for him. You're right, first time to get a chance to play, and you score here. Neat.
Neat.
Neat. Hey, nobody wanted Cam Miller. It was never the plan for Cam Miller to be in any ball game this year.
Right.
I mean, he was fourth on the depth chart. I mean, Chase Crouch was to be the quarterback at the beginning of the year. It was Jeff George behind him, then Cam Thomas and Cam Miller. So it is neat. It is neat that the fourth stringer ends up getting a touchdown at Ohio State. Fasteners, etc. post-game show. And Illinois loses to Ohio State 52-14. A final look at our body and soul scoreboard with our 80s techno music.
Love it. All right, we will give you a look ahead on the very packed November broadcast schedule for Illini Sports. Tomorrow, it's Fighting Illini men's basketball at home, taking on Marshall. 2:30 pregame with Scott, 4 p.m. tip with Brian, and then Scott and I will be back for the postgame show. You can hear that on both DWS and HMS. Monday night, it's the final Lovie Smith show of the season, 7 p.m. on both of these fine stations, DWS and HMS. Fighting Illini women's basketball in action Tuesday night against Western Illinois, 7 p.m. tip. Scott has the call on DWS. Fighting Illini men back in action on Wednesday night, taking on Augustana, 4:30 pregame, 6 p.m. tip. Now, at the same time on Wednesday night, we've got Fighting Illini volleyball taking on Minnesota. Volleyball will be on DWS. Basketball will be uninterrupted here on HMS. And then once volleyball is done, we will join up with basketball. So basically, if you want to remember it this way, if you want to hear basketball uninterrupted, that will be on HMS, and then volleyball will be on DWS. And then we all take a day off for Thanksgiving, eat some food, visit with family before we get it all going again with basketball on both the men's and women's side, and football season finale, and volleyball as well, all next weekend. Scott, it's a busy November.
It always is, and it's a little light on sleep, but it's a lot of fun to be doing all these things together at the same time, and it's been a pleasure. Didn't expect a big showing from Illinois today, and that's certainly kind of what happened. Illinois falls 52-14, but that's kind of how things are, and it might be different next time Illinois rolls into Columbus.
Hey, I'll just say this. If you have a ticket next week, use it, because the seniors deserve it. They've been through a lot. And traditionally, this final game of the year around Thanksgiving with the students on break has been barely poorly attended. And quite frankly, I expect it to be that way next week. There's, you know, no smoke screens or bones about it. It's going to be a poorly attended game. But if you have a ticket, use it. Don't just stay out in the tailgating lots. Go in there and support the kids.
Good word. Good word. Tim, we'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. See ya.
Thanks much. Thanks to all the folks behind the scenes today. Evan Kahn, our game day producer, Blake Landa, has been doing a bulk of the work as well, and Jason Liggett, our producer and phone screener here for the latter portion of the post-game show. Ed Bond, our chief engineer, operations manager, Jim Lewis, Mike Hale, general manager. I'm Scott Beatty saying thanks so much for tuning in. We're back with you tomorrow on another Fasteners, Etc. post-game show following Illinois basketball. Here on Light Rock 97.5, we go back to Light Rock favorites.